by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. The Clippers taking on the Indianapolis Indians. Rain obviously got in the way of an on-time start, so it'll be just a little over an hour's worth of delay when we finally get going. The pitchers have warmed up. Well, Indianapolis' starting pitcher has warmed up. Kirk McCarty is still going through his final preparations down the first base line. The tarp is off. The field, of course, after they pulled the tarp off, has been watered, which is always one of those things that kind of makes you laugh. But we're going to have baseball here today in the Circle City to wrap up this six-game series. And the Clippers will try and finish things off on a high note. It's not been a good series for Columbus. Yesterday, they had a 5-1 lead after 2.5 innings. It looked like the offense was going to do the job for the Clippers. But unfortunately, Indianapolis came through with 9 runs in the bottom half of the third inning to take a lead they would not relinquish. The Clippers continued to score throughout, but not able to overcome that 9-run frame in a 12-7 loss in Game 5. The Clippers have lost 4 out of 5 in this series, and again, we'll try and salvage the finale. We'll get to the starting lineups and first pitch in just moments. Columbus Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
There is our national anthem today, a bit of a brass band national anthem for the wrap-up of this six-game series. It is cloudy, it is humid, it is 73 degrees, the wind blowing very softly across the field from right to left. Game time conditions are presented by the Ohio Lottery. Fans, be at Huntington Park for our next fantastic Friday, June 17th against the St. Paul Saints. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Starting lineups presented by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. The Clippers will lead things off, obviously, as the visitors. And it'll be Will Benson leading off. He'll be the center fielder for the Clippers today. Benson will be followed by Tyler Freeman at second base. Will Brennan will be in left, batting third. He had a 4-hit game yesterday. Alex Collin right is the cleanup man. Nolan Jones batting fifth, the designated hitter. David Fry will be at third base, batting sixth. Mitch Tolman, seventh at short. Gavin Collins will be the catcher. He's eighth in the batting order. And Trenton Brooks will be the nine hitter at first base. Indianapolis sends Hoy Park up first as the shortstop. Kanan Smith and Jigba in right will bat second. Jiwon Bae back in center field, batting third. And Rodolfo Castro will clean up at third base. Bly Madris is at first. He's batting fifth. Jared Oliva in left field is the sixth hitter. And the bottom third of the order for Indianapolis today, Taylor Davis, the designated hitter. Jamie Ritchie in center field. And Josh Bissonnette will be at second base. Kirk McCarty gets the start for the Clippers today. Adam Scott will follow. And for Indianapolis, it is Osvaldo Bideau. Bideau leads the team out onto the field. His last appearance was an inning and two-thirds of relief against Columbus back on May the 8th. Earlier in this series, the Clippers tagged him for 5 runs, none of which were earned. But he walked 5 batters, allowed only 2 hits, and struck out a man. Bidot is 1-3 on the season. He is making his 10th start of the year, 4 bullpen appearances, 41 innings, 39 strikeouts. He has walked 29 batters. A strike thrower, he is not. It was his second appearance against the Clippers. He made a start back on April 20th, the first series between these two, and he went 4 innings, didn't pitch all that badly. He walked 3 batters and gave up 3 hits, but only 2 runs over that time, did not strike out a batter. His best appearance of the season came right before that one. It was a bullpen appearance, 3 innings. He didn't walk anybody and struck out 7. So that day, he was putting them away. Bidot has, outside of that appearance the other day against the Clippers, been pretty consistently a starter. That was his first appearance in relief in his last 6. 5 starts in a row. He's thrown as many as 5 innings and as many as 81 pitches, though those did not come in the same outing. The right-hander from Los Hidalgos in the Dominican Republic has finished his warm-up tosses, and Will Benson is just about to step in. Indianapolis and the home whites, red caps, black bill. Clippers in the road gray pants, crimson jerseys, navy cap with the black with the red bill, and that Sea Anchor logo on the crown. All right, Benson is ready. Bidot goes into the motion, and the first pitch of the ball game is high for ball one. We're underway at 2:41. That is a 1-hour and 6-minute delay. There's a called strike on the inside corner to Will Benson. 1-1 count. Next offering, fastball at 95, swung on and fouled back. Benson has been very, very good for the Clippers since moving to the leadoff spot. 1-2, swung on and fouled back again. He's drawn walks all season long, but he doesn't draw very many to start a ball game. Just twice this year has Benson drawn a leadoff walk. He awaits the 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. And it is over but low, 2-2. Benson still hitting in the 230s as he takes off the outside corner full count. Because of those walks, the on-base percentage is still very good. He's got 9 home runs, second on the club, and he leads the team with 13 stolen bases. 21 RBIs to go with it. Count is full. Bidot kicks and deals. And he walked him down and in. So for the third time this year, Benson as the leadoff man. Puts himself aboard with a walk, and that'll set the table for Tyler Freeman. Freeman batting .221 on the year. 3 homers, 22 batted in. I think you would be accurate if you said that the start to his AAA career has been uneven. First pitch to him is right there for a called strike. Career batting average for Freeman coming into the season of .319. So he's almost 100 points below that here at AAA. Middle infield in double play position. And he swings and grounds it to the third baseman, Castro, who's going to drop the baseball twice. He dropped it thinking two, picked it up, and then dropped it again thinking, I just got to get it to first base. That'll be an E5. That was a tailor-made double play. Freeman has hit into more double plays than any Clipper this year. And he was making a bid for another there, but the Clippers come up very, very lucky on the E5. My assumption is that'll go as a fielder's choice E5. Puts him at first and second for Will Brennan, and boy, this is a guy you like to have at the plate right now. He bunts on the third base side. Everybody is safe. It got just past Bidot, and Castro charging knew by the time he got to the baseball, there was no chance to do anything with it. How about Will Brennan? Brennan is on another planet right now. This is I don't know if you could say this is what we expected to see from him. We knew he was a hitter, but he has four consecutive multi-hit games. Five-game hitting streak, make it six now, over which he is 14 for 21. And here's a base hit on the first pitch into center field. Alex Call, the cleanup man, knocks in two. Freeman right on the heels of Will Benson. The ball was bobbled in center field by Jiwon Bae, but it didn't matter. Brennan stays at second base, and the Clippers are putting it on Osvaldo Bidot. Alex Call wasting no time on the very first pitch, got a fastball, center cut, and drilled it into center field. So Brennan's at second base, Call is at first, still nobody out for Nolan Jones. Bidot asked for time and back for the rosin bag, back for a handful of dirt, trying something, anything to get himself right here. Nolan Jones batting 400. First pitch, breaking ball inside, 1-0. Nolan has that new stance and it has enabled him to this point to get bat to ball. First game, he was 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts. Testing out that new stance against live pitching, really, at the AAA level for the first time this year. He swings and misses at the next offering, a fastball at 95 to make it 1-1. But he seemed to find a groove in that second game. 400 batting average, 6 RBIs for Jones, had a 2-run double yesterday. That gave the Clippers a 5-1 lead, but that was the last time they would have the advantage. Jones swings and misses. He was out in front of the off-speed, started his swing, tried to slow it down and couldn't. And it's 1-2. Don't be surprised to see Bidot throw that one again. Nobody out, runners at first and second. Two runs in here for the Clippers. Here comes the pitch. And it's hit on the ground right side. Into the glove of Bissonnette. Goes to second for one. Relay to first in time. That's a nicely turned double play by Indianapolis. 4-6-3. It'll put Brennan at third base, but two down now for David Fry. It was a tough in-between hop for Bissonnette, moving toward the first base line. So he had to get the ball first, then spin 180 degrees and throw to second. He made a perfect feed to Hoy Park, who turned it around for the twin kill. David Fry to the plate. Boy, you'd love to cash in at least one more here to really put some pressure on. The way this inning started, a double play is exactly what Bidot needed. If he can get this final out, the way the Clippers torched him for the first four men up, that would be a bit like letting him off the hook. A breaking ball here makes it 2-0 as it finishes low to David Fry. Fry batting 250 on the season with a team-best 10 home runs and 38 runs batted in. Infield back, outfield shades him a bit the opposite way. Bidot goes to work, and the 2-0 is well outside, 3-0. Again, walks have been a huge problem for Bidot. He walked the leadoff man, Benson. Should have had it out when, actually, should have had two outs when Tyler Freeman hit one on the ground to third base. 3-0 pitch, and that is outside. Second walk of the inning. So really, if you look at the fact that the defense let him down, Bidot should be out of this inning without any runs scored. Here's Mitch Tolman. Batting 301. He had a home run yesterday, his seventh of the year. Now 28 runs batted in. Runners on the corners, two away. Bidot throws a wild pitch. Here comes Brennan. He'll score. That's a gift for Columbus to make it 3-0. Fry moves on to second base as well. Threw it right by Jamie Ritchie through the wickets. Well, you know what? That might go as a pass ball as we look at the replay here. Richie tried to backhand the ball, and it kicked off the catcher's mitt before it got to the dirt. I would not be surprised at all to see that one ruled a passed ball. Oh. 1-0 pitch to Tolman is fouled away. One count to the Clippers shortstop today. Left-handed batter against the righty, Bidoe. Here's the 1-1. It is high. 2 balls and a strike. 3-0 Clippers here, just underway in the top of the first inning. Kirk McCarty has had to sit down for a while now after finishing up his warm-up activity. Bidoe delivers, and a breaking ball swung on and missed, makes it 2-2. Kirk McCarty is not going to probably throw 7 innings today. He's not stretched out that far. But if he is effective, and Adam Scott is effective, the Clippers may be able to get through this ballgame with only 2 pitchers. They had to throw a lot of arms yesterday. 2-2 pitch is high and away, full count. Tolman waits. Here comes the 3-2. And he walked him low. That is 3 walks by Bidoe here in the first inning. Living up to his reputation. Now, he's not walking 3 batters per inning on the season, but he has walked a lot of them this year. Again, 29 coming into play today. 29 walks in 41 innings. So he now has 32 walks in 41 and two-thirds. He walked 5 Clippers last time out in only an inning and two-thirds. So he's on about that same pace right here. Gavin Collins, the catcher, is up. When your 8-hitter is batting in the first inning, that means it has been a good day so far, and Collins is going to try and make it even better. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, fastball, strike on the outside corner. Collins batting 257 on the year. Clippers catcher has hit 3 home runs. He's driven in 8. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and fouled back quickly, 0-2. This is the first time that Bidoe has gotten to an 0-2 count. He was 3-2 against Benson. He was ahead of Nolan Jones, 1-2, before getting the double play ball. Next pitch, breaking ball. Oh, that's a called third strike over a very generous outside corner. Well, if that's going to be a strike today, the pitcher should like it. Collins is out. The Clippers score 3 runs. They leave a pair. They have only 2 hits, but they'll take it. After the top of the first, it's Columbus 3 and Indianapolis coming up.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers. Now, Kirk McCarty has been handed a 3-0 lead before he ever throws a pitch. He will face Hoy Park to lead things off, the shortstop. O'Neill Cruz not in the lineup today, but he is out on the field. He is the tallest first base coach in history. Lefty-lefty matchup as Park takes off the inside corner for ball one. First pitch fastball. Park batting 234 on the season, but he's hit well against the Clippers. 1-0 pitch is laced up the middle. Diving stop by the shortstop, Tolman, but he cannot get to his feet in time to throw out Hoy Park. Infield single for the shortstop, and Park stays hot. He's now 6-17 against the Clippers in this series. Brings up Kanan Smith and Jigba, who last night in his first at-bat singled, second at-bat doubled, third at-bat tripled. Had two more opportunities to get to the cycle, but could not do it. He's got one home run on the year, a .278 batting average. McCarty goes to work, and the first pitch to him is outside for ball one. McCarty, the Clippers' left-hander, making his sixth start of the year. He's also appeared in long relief on starter's rest on three occasions. He deals, and that one is over but low. McCarty's been up and down to the major leagues a couple of times this year. Two appearances for Cleveland, started his last one. In those two appearances, a total of 7 innings, 9 runs on 12 hits, so it's not gone all that well for him in the bigs. It's ground ball here to first base. Brooks has it, throws to second for one. Relay to first, and it actually hit the runner. Ooh, Smith and Jigba was drilled by the throw. Two Clippers were heading to first base to take the throw. Both the second baseman, Freeman, and the pitcher, McCarty. And it eluded both of them and drilled Kanan Smith and Jigba in the elbow. Now, because the throw hit the runner right as he was getting to the bag, it doesn't go wild and allow him to get any farther. So Brooks goes 3-6 on the fielder's choice. Oh, yeah, hit him right on the point of the elbow. That doesn't feel too good. Fielder's choice goes 3-6. And Smith and Jigba replaces Hoy Park at first base. Iwan Bay up now. Third baseman Fry in tight. Runner takes off. The pitch is slapped out toward past the pitcher's mound. And it'll be fielded by Tolman. His only play is to first. Bay is out 6-3. And Smith and Jigba moves on to second. That will bring up Rodolfo Castro. 3-0 ball game here in the bottom of the first. Clippers scored 3 runs on 2 hits in their half of the first. Castro batting .229 on the year. 3 homers, 15 batted in. Switch hitter will bat from the right side. Bright yellow batting gloves for him. Offset by bright red wristbands. First pitch to him is a swinging strike, 0-1. He looks awful colorful down there because he has a gigantic front leg guard that's bright yellow, and his elbow guard school bus colored as well. Swings the next pitch and grounds it to second base. Freeman's got it. His throw to first is true for out number 3. Leadoff single, but no runs for Indianapolis. After an inning, it's 3-0 Columbus here in the Circle City.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Columbus Clippers up 3-0 on Indianapolis after an inning. Osvaldo Bideaux did not pitch well in the first. He's back out there hoping to set things right. He'll face 9-1-2 in the batting order. Trenton Brooks to lead things off, then Will Benson and Tyler Freeman. Bideaux allowed two hits. He was let down by his defense. Realistically, that should have been a scoreless first inning for the Clippers. But it's hard to make a case for Bideaux when he walked three. First pitch swinging, and Brooks fouls it away down the left field line out of play. Considering all the wet weather we have had here over the last 3 days, the crowds have been pretty good. Next pitch, fastball, is up and into Brooks, 1-1. The velocity has been fine for Bideaux, 95, 96. Good hard fastball. He just has not been able to command it. Here comes his 1-1. And that is outside as well. Changeup. At 87, your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun when you are at Huntington Park. And I hope that you will be at Huntington Park starting Tuesday when the Clippers return home against St. Paul. Next offering, a 95-mile-per-hour fastball swung on and missed. Saints come a-calling for the second time this year at Huntington Park. Clippers making their second trip to Indy. We're done at Victory Field after today. St. Paul will visit the capital city for the second time. We have yet to go to St. Paul. Brooks turns around the 2-2 pitch into right field. It falls in for a base knock in front of the charging Kanan Smith in Jigba, who is still nursing that ouchy elbow. It was drilled by a throw as the Clippers try to get a double play. So Trenton Brooks has a leadoff base hit, and Will Benson is back to the plate. Benson was down in the count 1-2 against Bideaux, worked it full and drew the walk. He came around to score. Fastball high and away. It's an odd line for Bideaux against the Clippers these last couple of times. As I mentioned, he pitched an inning and two-thirds of relief against Columbus earlier in this series. Gave up 5 runs in an inning and two-thirds, but none of them were earned. Benson takes outside 2-0. Today, 2 of the 3 runs are unearned against him. So 2 2/3 innings. 8 runs, but only 1 earned. 8 walks. And 2 strikeouts. He deals. And Benson smokes it right to the second baseman, caught by Josh Bissonnette. Bissonnette wasn't sure he had it. Boy, he is shaking out that hand. He caught it down in the well and it immediately, I know exactly what happened. It hit so hard, and it didn't get into the web of the glove. It got right on his palm that it immediately numbed his hand, and he didn't realize he still had it. If he realized it right away, he might have been able to double off Trenton Brooks, but instead he was looking to the ground for the baseball. Took his glove off, started shaking out that hand. Boy, Benson hit that one like a rocket. And on and a man out for Tyler Freeman. First pitch of ball. Middle infield again in double play position. Freeman hit what should have been a double play ball in the first inning. It was kicked by Rodolfo Castro for an error. Next pitch is down as well. So if Indianapolis makes that play and gets the double play, Will Brennan followed with a single. Alex Call had a single. Best case scenario for the Clippers, you got runners at first and third, and then Nolan Jones hit into a double play that would have been a ground out that ended the inning scoreless. 2-0 pitch. Freeman fouls it high in the air, not a play. But credit the Clippers for taking advantage. Here comes the 2-1. That's off the outside corner. Home plate umpire, Wayne Krause. Ben Sontag, the crew chief at first base. Jonathan Biaretta is the umpire at third today. Three balls, one strike, the count against Tyler Freeman. Bidot kicks and fires, and this one's popped up first base side. Is there room for Madris? He is over to the Clippers dugout, and he will run out of room. He almost went down the stairs. Instead, at the last minute, realizing he's not Inspector Gadget and didn't have the long enough arms to get it, he changed his route and ran into the railing instead. That was a much better option. Fills the count at 3-2. And the pitch. That ball's hit foul down the right field line, out of play. Freeman now batting .219 on the season. He's hit three home runs. You didn't expect much power out of him. That's not been his career MO. He has been a contact hitter with a high batting average. Again, the 3-2 pitch. And it's hit to right center field. Over is Smith and Jigba. He'll make the catch in the gap for out number two. The Smith and Jigba family knows a little something about running down objects flying through the air. Jackson Smith and Jigba, his brother, of course, wide receiver for the Ohio State Buckeyes, who set Rose Bowl records that, boy, can't see being broken anytime soon. Earlier this calendar year. Two down. And Will Brennan to the plate. Brennan, four straight multi-hit games, had a base hit in the first inning. Checks his swing on a first pitch off speed out of the zone for ball one. His single low to the bases. Alex Call followed with a two-run single, and then Brendan scored on a pass ball. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swings and fouls it away. This young man is some kind of locked in. And it's fun to see. He's not shown much power, but he hits the ball hard to all fields. Next offering is high, and he'll do that as well. You got to throw him a strike. He drew a walk yesterday as part of a four for four performance with two runs batted in. 14 for 21 in the series, batting .667. Two-one pitch to him is a fastball off the inside corner, and Bidot is starting to lose a little bit of zip on the heater. That one came in at 93 to make it a 3-1 count. There is activity for Indianapolis in their bullpen, a right-hander throwing. Jared Eichhoff is getting loose. Here comes the 3-1, and it's swung on and fouled away. Brennan got a fastball over the outer half of the plate, but couldn't square it up. Trenton Brooks started this inning with a single. And the Clippers have battled deep counts now against Oswaldo Bideaux for a couple of at-bats. Freeman, now Brennan. Here comes the payoff pitch. And it is a rocket shot. And just beyond the reach of Hoy Park, it's another base hit for Will Brennan. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Well, I have to see the replay. It looked like Park thought he had it read and then pulled the arm in a little bit too soon. Oh, it went right off the edge of his glove. It was hit so hard that Park had only one opportunity to take a half step and throw the glove up in the air. So runners at first and second for Alex Call. He looks at a breaking ball in for a called strike. That is pitch number 50 already for Oswaldo Bideaux. On the plus side, he hasn't walked anybody this inning. 0-1. Breaking ball again. Fouled back onto the roof. Boy, Will Benson hit an absolute screamer. That was probably as hard hit as any home run he's had this year, but it was about a flat launch angle. Nearly took the hand off of Bissonnette. Call swings and skies one to shallow left center field. Oliva and Bay in the neighborhood. It'll be Oliva to make the catch. The Clippers have two hits, but they do not score. Two men left aboard after an inning and a half at Victory Field. Columbus leads Indianapolis by a 3-0 score.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Bly Madris will start things off for Indianapolis in the home half of the second inning. Clippers lead him 3-0. Madris, like many of his teammates, has hit quite well against the Clippers in this series. Madris batting 474. He is 9-for-19. Four doubles, a triple, five runs scored. And the first pitch to him is low for ball one. Indianapolis has gotten the better of this series, winning 4-of-5. The games have been, generally speaking, pretty close all season long. The Clippers, until last night, had won the blowouts, and Indy taking many of the close games, but yesterday's ball game wound up a five-run affair in favor of Indianapolis. The Clippers led it at 1.5-1. It was all Indy from there. One ball, two strikes to Madris. Mostly an outfielder, but playing first base today. Indianapolis moves their players around as much as anybody. 1-2, swung on and missed strike three. First strikeout for the lefty, Kirk McCarty. Rodolfo Castro is at third base today. We've seen him a lot at second. Hoy Park is at short. We've seen him in the outfield and at second base. Josh Bissonnette has played second and third. Madris, right field, first base. Juwan Bey is in center. He is an infielder by trade. And here's a ball hit hard to the gap in left center field. That is going to be... Nope, it got in and out of the glove of Will Brennan. I thought he was going to be able to make the catch on the play. But as he went sliding along the grass, we saw the baseball come trickling out, and that's going to be a triple for the speedy Jared Oliva. Well, Indianapolis has had a lot of triples in this series. They had three in the third inning yesterday alone. That set a victory field record with three triples in one inning. Madris got out there and almost made the catch. He actually kind of, well, short hopped it, and then it went in and out of his glove. It was amazing. He even got close to it. It looked like a gapper the whole way. There's Taylor Davis, the designated hitter. He swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Runner at third, one down. And McCarty gets a broken back pop-up out towards second base. Freeman underneath will make the catch. That keeps the runner at third. Two down for Jamie Ritchie. Ritchie is sort of the exception to the rule in this series for Indianapolis hitters. He has struggled badly, 0 for 6. First pitch, ground ball. Well, struggles are over. It is hit into right field. Just out of the range of Trenton Brooks. Brooks was playing to the pole side a little bit against the right-hander. And he put it over near the line, beating that mini shift for the Clippers and driving in Jared Oliva to get Indianapolis on the board. 3-1 score. Brings up Josh Bissonnette. Bissonnette, a .241 batting average on the season. Playing in just his second game in this series. Takes a fastball up and in for ball one. Three runs, four hits for Columbus. One run, three hits, and an error for Indianapolis. McCarty throws one at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. With the count going to 1-1, the Clippers' outfield shifts now to the opposite field side. Bissonnette swings and fouls one back. It's 1-2. Jared Eichhoff continues to warm up down in the bullpen. It would appear that the day is done for Oswaldo Bideau. McCarty peers in over his glove with that chicken wing setup. Peeks to first, now throws the 1-2, and it's grounded right back to him. Takes it on a hop, runs over toward first. Overhand flip to Trenton Brooks for out number three. A triple, a single, that gives Indianapolis a run. They trail the Clippers after two by a 3-1 score.
Get ultimate protection with Owens Corning Shingles and save 11% on everything now at Menards. Owens Corning Architectural Shingles add curb appeal and value to your home. They have a limited lifetime warranty and can withstand up to 130 mile per hour winds. Choose from over 60 styles. Available in-store or online at Menards.com. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through June 19th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
We've all heard the expression, practice makes perfect. But at Kumon Learning Centers, we believe practice makes possibilities. Imagine what your child could achieve with math and reading mastery at an early age. No one achieves greatness by accident. They practice. Right now, enjoy free registration and save up to $50 at Kumon, where practice makes possibilities. Call 1-800-ABC-MATH to book an orientation today.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nolan Jones will lead off for the Clippers as we go to the third inning at Victory Field. Hour and 6 minute rain delay, and now the sun is out, shining down on the field. According to the radar, we should be smooth sailing for the rest of the day, but the radar has lied to us a couple of times over the past 2 days, so let's take all that with a grain of salt. The Clippers lead 3-1, scoring all of their runs in the first inning. So Oswaldo Bido's day is done. Jared Eichhoff, the right-hander, is on to pitch. And for Bido, you can look at that a couple of different ways, and you might be right either way. There's a high pop-up on the first pitch, third base side. Castro over. Jamie Ritchie, the catcher, as well. Castro will make the catch in foul territory, and Nolan Jones retired on one pitch. If you're Bido and you look at that three-run first inning, you can point to the error and say, listen, I should have been out of that inning with no runs scored. And you'd be right. But he also walked three men, gave up three, make it four hits in two innings. So you could also make a case that it could have been worse. Let's call it a wash and a 3-1 Clippers lead as David Fry stands in, looks at a first pitch outside for ball one. Next offering coming, and it's popped up on the infield. This is right back to the mound, and the catch will be made by Eichhoff. He was fighting the sun. Pitchers typically are not allowed to catch pop-ups. It's not a hard and fast rule, but boy, you almost never see it. So now we'll see how far Eichhoff goes into this game. Quickly, two outs and a breaking ball to Mitch Tolman is in for a called strike, 0-1. Bido goes two innings, three runs, one earned, four hits, three walks, and a strikeout. Next pitch, breaking ball. That one's down and into Tolman. Tolman walked in the first. The pitch. And that is up and in. Mitch Tolman is having the kind of season that if we still lived in a world that had a midseason AAA All-Star game, he would definitely be a candidate for an All-Star spot, whether it's second base or it's shortstop. Here comes the 2-1. Another breaking ball. That's a called strike. So no fastballs coming here from Eichhoff to Tolman. See if he tries to sneak one past now. Here it comes. It's a big bender in and out of the catcher's mitt. Finished high, 3-2. Tolman, a 301 batting average. He has scored 31 runs. 14 doubles, 2 triples, 7 homers, 28 runs batted in. And 4 steals. He has an OPS of 925. Clippers would have several candidates. Here comes the 3-2, and he swings and grounds it softly toward first base. Madris has it and shovels over the covering pitcher, Eichhoff, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Indianapolis Indians, who will come to bat in the bottom of the third with the Clippers on top 3-1.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Three-one ball game. Clippers on top as we head to the bottom half of inning number three. Kirk McCarty has allowed a run on three hits so far. No walks and one strikeout. Back to the top of the order, Hoyt Park singled his first time up. Takes a fastball in for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Fans, if you're driving around listening to Clippers Baseball today, thanks for joining us. And buckle your safety belt. That's a message from the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? 1-0 pitch to Park is low. Ball and a strike to the shortstop. Infield plays him a bit to the pole side. And he takes a strike on the inside corner. 1-2. Kirk McCarty has been the Clippers' opening day starter each of the last 2 years. One, two is slashed foul. Park is just a tough out. His batting average isn't much to look at. Doesn't have a whole lot of slugging to go with it, but he just battles up there. And time called by the batter just before the pitch. Park has a stance pretty wide front to back. And the next pitch is a fastball that comes in at 93, too high, 2-2. Cardi's last start came against Toledo, and it was not really a very good one. Park swings and hits it toward left center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Will Benson raced out there, dove after it, but came up shy as the ball continued to slice and slice off the bat. It looked like Benson would have a play. With the left-hander hitting it to left center field. Just continued to slice, and Benson came up empty. Brennan backing up on the play, gets it in, but it's a double for Hoyt Park. So he's 2-for-2. Here is Kanan Smith and Jigba. Boy, and that's just a situation. He just kind of flicked the head of the bat at it and somehow squared it up to get that kind of depth. Smith and Jigba hit into a fielder's choice. First time up, in his punishment was getting drilled by the relay throw to first base. He swings here to fastball and comes up empty, 0-1. McCarty's last start against Toledo, he gave up four runs on eight hits in 3 2/3 innings. Now, he struck out a season-high six. Those eight hits were also a season-high. McCarty spins around, looks to second base, but Park is back. Season ERA of 3.10 for McCarty coming into play today. Hattiesburg, Mississippi native, drafted by the Guardians back in the seventh round in the 2017 draft. Misses low here, 1-1. takes to second base. Now the lefty turns and fires, and a fly ball to center field deep. Benson heading back, gets behind the baseball, makes the catch, fires toward third. Park will move up on the play. It's too deep to try and get the out. So runner at third, less than two outs for Jiwon Bae. And Bae is another guy that's just very difficult to retire. He grinds out at bats early in the count. He'll look to hunt for a fastball in the inner half and try and pull it down the right field line. But if you get ahead of him in the count, he'll just waste pitch after pitch after pitch. Now, in this situation, I don't know if he'll look for that big swing or just try and put it in play and bring that run home from third. He's looking for that first pitch fastball. He got it but missed it. Empty swing makes it 0-1. Infield in. The pitch. Breaking ball slapped to first base, and that's going to get through for a base knock. Trenton Brooks could not glove it, and Bae drives in a run with a single. Well, that's the danger of playing the infield in that situation. The infield is back. The run's going to score, so it's the same situation, but you would have an out to go with it. But now Bae is at first base with an RBI single. He represents the tying run, brings up Rodolfo Castro. Those are the difficult decisions that a manager has to make in situations like that. The way this series has gone, you want to cut down every possible run you can. You've got a lead of two runs. You want to keep it. First pitch to Rodolfo Castro is in for a called strike. Castro grounded to second base his first time up. Swings here and misses. And it's 0-2. Cardi holding the ball in his throwing hand as he looks in for his sign. Gets it from Collins. Now comes set. And his pitch is high and away. 1-2. IL scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Bottom of the eighth at Syracuse. The Mets trying to win the finale against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. They lead 6-1. Here's the 1-2. Hit high in the air and deep to left field. Will Brennan back at the warning track. It's not coming back. That one is way out of here to the concourse. Castro hits a home run to make it 4-3 Indianapolis. Well, home runs have been an issue for Kirk McCarty, no doubt about that. He gave up 25 last year to lead the International League. He has allowed 10 home runs, making 11 home runs this year between AAA and the major leagues. Worcester leading 4-2 at Buffalo. That game is in the top of the ninth inning. The Blue Sox trying to win the finale. Top six at Toledo. The Mudhens on top of Iowa 7-3. Norfolk leading at Nashville 2-0. That game is in the top of the second. Bottom two at Memphis. Redbirds 1, Durham Bulls 0. Memphis with a win yesterday, coupled with the Clippers' loss, have pulled into a tie in second place with the Clippers, both 2.5 games behind the Nashville Sounds. Jacksonville leading at home 1-0 over Gwinnett. St. Paul 1, Rochester 0 in the Twin Cities. Earlier, Charlotte beat Louisville 6-1 at Slugger Field, and those are your scores. 2-0 fastball coming to Bly Madris, and it is inside. 3 balls, no strikes. McCarty rocks and fires, and the 3-0 is in for a called strike. Next pitch, swung on and missed, 3-2. Still only one out, bases empty. So Clippers left-hander shakes, nods, kicks, and deals. And his 3-2 pitch is just outside for ball four. Fell behind, battled back to full, and then he walks Bly Madris, brings up Jared Oliva. Time called. Rigo Beltran's going to head out to have a word here with Kirk McCarty. Clippers, I'm sure, were hoping to get five innings, maybe six innings out of McCarty today if he was effective and efficient. He has thrown no more than four and a third in a Clippers uniform. He pitched into the fifth in his last start in the major leagues. Took the loss against Texas on June the 7th. Meeting on the mound is over. McCarty walks off the back of the mound all by himself to collect himself. He is absolutely a competitor. Talked to Andy Tracy about him earlier this year, about the value that a guy like McCarty brings, knowing you're going to get a competitive effort every fifth day. Now, the Clippers haven't gotten that because he's been up and down to the majors and pitching in a relief role up there, sometimes pitching in a relief role down here in a piggyback situation. So there hasn't been that same kind of continuity for him. Throw goes to first, and the runner is back. 4-3, Indianapolis on top. They have scored three runs here in the third inning. McCarty fires the first pitch to Oliva, breaking ball in for a called strike, 0-1. Oliva has done a number on the Clippers. Six for 16 in the series. Breaking ball to him is low. Double, triple, homer, three runs batted in. Two stolen bases, including a steal of home to win it the other day. Fastball here just missed. Boy, that looked like a good pitch. But it's 2-1 now. Oliva drafted back in 2019 in the 31st round. Grounds this one foul on the third base side. He will be Pittsburgh's last 31st round pick ever. Drafted out of Baylor. The next year in 2020, there were just five rounds of the Major League Baseball draft, and they have shortened it to 20 since. And I can't imagine it's ever going back to more than those 20 rounds. It used to be unlimited. Teams could draft until they were done. Two balls, two strikes. McCarty kicks and fires. And a little looping pop-up in a shallow right field. Heading over is Freeman. And he will make the catch in a dead sprint for out number two. It's been a rough inning here for McCarty, but there is no activity in the bullpen. His pitch count is at 46. But he is approaching 30 pitches in this inning. And as I say that, the Clippers bullpen looks like it's going to start up. Ben Krauth is up off the seat. Looks like he's going to start throwing. First pitch, spanked to center field, and that'll fall for a base hit in front of Will Benson. Taylor Davis joins the hit parade here for Indianapolis. Their fourth hit of the inning. And Jamie Ritchie will come to the plate. Ritchie with an RBI single in the second inning, his first hit against the Clippers in this series. He had gone 0 for 6. Put Indianapolis on the board in the second inning. That made it a 3-1 ball game. The Clippers got all three of their runs in the first. Now two on, two out. And the first pitch is a fastball in for a called strike. If McCarty can get the out here, I would imagine he's got at least a couple of more innings based on his pitch count available to him. But if he does not get Richie, his day may be done. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Quickly 0-2. You don't just look at the overall pitch count. You look at the pitches in an inning, the high leverage pitches, how many times the pitcher has gotten up and down. Here comes the 0-2, and it is low. All those things are factors. Last time in a Clippers uniform, he threw 72 pitches against the Toledo Mudhens, June 2nd. And now here's a step off by McCarty. Wants to go through those signs again. Trying to keep this a one-run ball game. Looks to second, turns and fires, breaking ball, hit to center field. Playable for Benson, although it starts to jump on him a little bit. It carried farther than he thought. Benson will make the catch for out number three. Indianapolis gets three runs on four hits. They leave a pair and take the lead. It's 4-3 Indy over Columbus as we go to the fourth.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Clippers facing a 4-0 deficit as they come to bat here in the fourth inning. Jared Eichhoff back on the hill for a second inning of work. The Clippers are going to regret not tagging more on to Oswaldo Bidot when he was struggling there in the first and second inning. Gavin Collins to lead things off. Collins was rung up on strike three to end that first inning on a pitch that, frankly, didn't look that close. Who knows? That pitch isn't called how the inning goes, but he'll start off here with a fresh count, and a breaking ball is in for a called strike, 0-1. Collins, a .253 batting average on the season, three home runs, eight batted in. Clippers have had a lot of catchers on the roster this year. There haven't been very many days where they only have two catchers on the roster. And so Collins has not seen as much playing time on average as he did last year in his first year at AAA. Swings and fouls this one away, 1-2. Doesn't walk much, doesn't strike out much. Here's the wind of the 1-2, and it's a breaking ball popped up. First base side in foul territory. Richie, the catcher, calls for it and makes the catch in front of the Clippers' dugout. A lot of soft contact from the Clippers here against Jared Eichhoff. Three pop-ups on the infield. and an easy ground ball out. That's what he's served up so far. Trenton Brooks singled back in the second inning. Nykoff starts him with a breaking ball, and it's hit down the right field line fair. Brooks hits the first base bag, cruising for second. The ball kicks around in the corner a little bit, but Kanan Smith and Jigba gets to it. That'll keep Brooks at a double. Here's Will Benson, hitless today, but he walked and scored back in the first inning. Big Clipper center fielder. Speed, power combo. Leads the team in stolen bases. One shy of the team lead in home runs. Takes a curve for a strike. Eichhoff has mostly been pitching backwards here, starting everybody with breaking balls. Very few fastballs. From the high set, he delivers. There's another curve, and it's fouled out of play down the left field line. 0-2. Eichhoff has made two previous appearances against the Clippers this year, and he didn't pitch well. 9 2/3 innings, 8 runs, 4 hit batsmen, 3 walks. So he's changed up his approach today, and we've got a pitch clock violation to make it 1-2 against Benson. Set by the righty, now the pitch. Breaking ball once more. That one's in the dirt, so he is almost refusing to throw a fastball. And I guess until the Clippers prove they can square it up and do damage, why go away from it? It's been effective for him so far. Tying run in scoring position, one down. Will Benson. Rocking back and forth in left-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball low. That's 4 pitches now to Benson. All curveballs. Payoff pitch. Tried to sneak a fastball by him, but he didn't have the feel for it. He throws it low and inside for ball 4. Well, that's the danger you run into. Throw one pitch so often, so often, so often. Body starts to build that muscle memory, your grip. Maybe you're not quite where you want to be when you go back to the fastball. So runners at first and second now for Tyler Freeman. Freeman hit a ground ball that could have been a double play, but was an error in the first inning, and then fly to right in the second. First pitch to him, shocker, curveball. That was in for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Next pitch, fastball, swung on and fouled on the third base side, so Freeman is quickly down in the count, 0-2. Eichhoff's fastball has been right about 90 miles per hour. He holds. He checks the runner at second base. Now the pitch. Curve in the dirt. Blocked by Jamie Ritchie. 1-2. Fourth batter of the inning, and you can count the number of fastballs he has thrown and still have fingers left over on one hand. Curveball again. This one's pop foul back toward the sweet level. Just to the right of the broadcast booth, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Outside of a knuckleball pitcher, I don't know if I can recall going this deep into an inning with only seeing three, maybe four fastballs. Here's another curve, and it's hit high in the air to shallow center field. Bay coming on. Waits for it and makes the catch. Two down. Well, and again, until they are going to do damage on it, keep throwing it. Trenton Brooks got the double on the ground ball down the right field line. But that's the only hard contact against Eichhoff so far today. Well, here is the doctor of hard contact, Will Brennan. Two hits today. It is his fifth consecutive multi-hit game. Takes a pitch high and away. Looks like it, I don't know what that was there. Change up, maybe? Brennan is about as locked in as you can get. Next pitch to him, he swings and misses. There again, that off-speed pitch. Brennan singled in the first, worked the count full, and singled again in the second inning. One-one count. Runners at first and second, two away. The pitch is off the inside corner. He threw him a fastball at 90. In that fastball, he's not been throwing for strikes. You think of the number of walks and the number of hit batsmen and hits he's given up, you can see why Eichhoff wanted to change things up against the Clippers. Oh, man, are you kidding me? He's done it again. Will Brennan just drilled a ball into the right field corner. One run is in, and they will hold the runner, Benson, at third. It's a double for Will Brennan. He hasn't made an out in days. Brooks scores to tie the game at four apiece. And this is bordering on ridiculous what Will Brennan is doing to Indianapolis over the course of this series. Alex Call will try and keep it going. Call had a two-run single in the first. That would be a great thing to duplicate here. First pitch, curveball, strike one. So Eichhoff is not giving in, continuing to pitch backwards here against the Clippers. Next offering. And that is low. He did come with a fastball there, but again, when he is throwing the fastball, he does not have command of it. That one wasn't quite in the dirt, but Richie had to make a good stop on it. 1-1 pitch. Back to the breaking ball. That one is in the dirt, and it kicks away from Richie, but up the third baseline, so the Clippers base runners stay put. Two-one now. Eichhoff from the high set. He deals. And once more, the off-speed pitch is low, 3-1. Nolan Jones due up next. Four-four ball game, top of the fourth. Eichhoff throws the 3-1 pitch. Fastball outside for ball four. So he has walked two in this inning. The bases are loaded, and Nolan Jones with a chance to do some damage. Jones is 0-for-2 today, hit into a double play back in the first inning, and he was the first man to face Eichhoff, swung at the first pitch and popped it up on the infield. We'll see what he learned from that experience and watching what Eichhoff has been doing in this inning. vast majority of his pitches curveballs. First pitch here, curveball, strike on the outside corner. Right-hander sets, Clippers at all stations, here comes the pitch, and it's hit on the ground to second base. Bissonnette has it, throws to first in time. Change up there from Eichhoff, gets the final out. A run scores, the Clippers get two hits and leave them loaded. We are tied four apiece, heading to the bottom of the fourth inning.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Hey, I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Well, we're back to even here at Victory Field, four apiece. 9-1 and 2 due up for Indianapolis. Kirk McCarty with a clean slate here in the bottom of the fourth. Indianapolis got him for three runs on four hits and a walk in the third inning. Bissonnette grounded right back to the mound his first time up in the second. Righty batter against the lefty pitcher, McCarty, who is at 52 pitches through three innings. First pitch, fastball, strike on the outside corner. So that is not an inordinately high number, but it's higher than you'd like to be, certainly. The vast majority of those pitches came in that third inning. It's a soft ground ball to second base. Tyler Freeman has it, throws on to first, and Bissonnette is put away. McCarty had a very efficient first inning. I've got him for six pitches. And 12 in the second. So labored there in the third. We'll see if he can have a bounce back inning here. Back to the top of the order. Hoyt Park has beaten McCarty twice. A single and a double. Scored a run in that three-run third. First pitch here is a fastball just off the inside corner for ball one. Next offering is off the outside corner, 2-0. Fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. 2-0 pitch, hit up the middle, and into center field. 3-for-3 for Hoyt Park. Mitch Tolman had him played up the middle, made a dive after it, and it glanced right off the edge of his glove. Fastball over the outer half. And when it hit the infield for the second time, that topspin sped it up a little bit. Tolman not able to get there. Kanan Smith in Jigba is 0-for-2. He's had a good series. McCarty delivers a ground ball up the middle. Right past the second base bag is into center for a base knock. Park will stay at second. Well, they're not trying to do too much here against Kirk McCarty today. Just a middle-of-the-field approach, and it has worked, generally speaking, to perfection. A couple of extra base hits to the left center field gap. Rodolfo Castro pulled his home run. Jiwon Bae had an RBI single his last time up. He's 1-for-2. Runners at first and second. One down. The Clippers need a double play ball. Fry in at third. As the first pitch swung on and fouled away. True double play position, or traditional, I guess I should say, double play position, is an endangered species. Mitch Tolman is playing near the second base bag. Tyler Freeman at second is playing right smack in the middle of the first and second base line behind it. Next pitch fouled away again, 0-2. McCarty, ahead in the count, has only one strikeout today. Here comes the pitch, and it's hit on the ground. Fry makes the stop. Will throw to first base, and safe, not in time. Jiwon Bae has really good speed, and when he hits it like that, when he gets to two strikes, just leans toward the pitcher, flicks the bat at the baseball. He gives himself a running start to first. Fry's stop of the baseball was impressive in and of itself. He had a dive toward second base. And he got rid of the ball still from his knees and made a good strong throw. But just nothing he could do about it. He couldn't get the ball over to second base in time for the fielder's choice. Obviously couldn't get to third. He made the right play. Jiwon Bae just had the speed to beat it out, and they are loaded for Rodolfo Castro. Here comes Rigo Beltran, the Clippers pitching coach, for the second time today. Three ground balls. For single, single, single. McCarty's in trouble here. Rodolfo Castro bested him last time up with a two-run home run. That was his fourth homer of the year. Clippers look like they're going to play a hybrid infield here. The left side is going to play in. The right side is going to play back. Well, now they're all going to play back. Looked like they were going to play in, but not now. First pitch to Castro, lifted high in the air to right center field, deep enough to score a run. We'll see. Benson makes the catch, fires in, and it is going to skip away from Trenton Brooks. And scampering home is Hoy Park. Indianapolis has the lead back. Five 4 Indianapolis here in the fourth inning. Brings up Bly Madris. He has struck out. He has walked. Clippers left-hander makes ready. He goes to work, and the first pitch is hit in the air to center field. Hit pretty well, but Benson looks like he's got it measured. He'll make the catch for out number three. Three hits, one run, and a lead for the Indianapolis Indians after four. It's a 5-4 ball game.
Better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates to rejuvenate skin surface cells for healthier looking skin in just 14 days. From dry and dull to firm and radiant, so I can step into my day feeling my best in my skin. And now try Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for visibly firmer skin that improves over time. Olay Body, fearless in my skin.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at huntington.com/earlypay.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Clippers down a run as they come to bat in the fifth inning. It'll be David Fry, then Mitch Tolman and Gavin Collins. Fry walked in the first inning, popped to the pitcher in the third. It's a 5-4 ball game. Indianapolis has out-hit the Clippers 10-6. They also committed a very costly error that allowed the Clippers to score three runs in the first inning. First pitch to Fry. How about that? A fastball from Eichhoff for strike one. Next pitch, again the heater outside, 1-1. Eichhoff has thrown very few fastballs in this outing. It's his second trip through the order, so we'll see if he changes that up. The 1-1. Curveball high and tight. Two balls and one. That fourth inning, he faced seven batters, and he might have thrown five fastballs. Using the curveball, using his changeup. There's the changeup. Swung on and missed. 2-2. Changeup, 79-80 miles per hour. The fastball, 89-90, and the curve is coming in mid-70s. It's a big bender. There's the changeup again, and Fry slows down his bat and fouls it away. So it's been mostly the curveball. The changeup has been his second most frequent pitch. And then the heater. He's thrown them all here. The 2-2 is a curveball that stays high and tight to fill the count. Both bullpens quiet. Kirk McCarty didn't have to throw a lot of pitches in that fourth inning as they were swinging early. Here's ball four, just outside with that changeup. If my count is right, McCarty threw only 11 pitches in the fourth inning. Gave up three hits, one run. So Fry is aboard. The leadoff man draws the walk. That's the potential tying run. Mitch Tolman at the plate now. Tolman is 0-for-1 with a walk of his own. Looks like we're going to get some activity in the bullpen for Indianapolis coming up shortly. Curveball bunted out in front of home plate. The catcher gets it. Richie's throw is to first. The sacrifice goes 2-3. They were not expecting a bunt. If Tolman puts it halfway up the third base line, it's a base hit. But he put it only about 5 feet out in front of the plate. Here's Gavin Collins now. So the Clippers will get a couple of cracks at a base hit from the 8 and 9 hitters. Collins is 0-for-2. He struck out looking and fouled to the catcher. Nathan Kirby will start warming up for Indianapolis. First pitch to Collins is out of the zone for ball one. Threw him a fastball at 90 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Eichhoff from the high set, kicks and deals, and here's a swing and a fly ball to left field, hit well. Oliva racing back, it's over his head and over the wall! A two-run home run for Gavin Collins. A hanging changeup is hit for a line drive homer, and the Clippers are back on top 6-5. Collins with his fourth home run of the year. And this back-and-forth ball game continues to seesaw. Got a pitch, that changeup up and out over the plate. And he cleared that wall by about 5 feet. Trenton Brooks is 2-for-2 today. Singled in the second, doubled and scored back in the fourth. Eichhoff goes to work. A fastball again pulled on the right side, but this one's outside the stripe. A foul ball. Trenton Brooks has snapped something of a streak as he crushes this ball foul on the first base side. In seven of his last eight games, Brooks has gone exactly 1-for-3. Today he's got two hits, so that bucks that trend. It continues the trend, though, of doubles. The two-bagger in the fourth inning was his fifth double in his last seven games. Two balls, two strikes, the count against him now. So Brooks is starting to heat up. He had not had much extra base success early in the season. First 16 games in a Clippers uniform this year, just one extra base hit. He takes a curveball low for ball three. So Brooks is starting to find his stride. He's not had regular playing time. Bobby Bradley on this roster is going to get most of the time at first base. Here comes the 3-2 from Eichhoff. And it is hit hard to right field and deep. Smith and Jigba back. Backpedaling. It's over his head. Brooks is burning for second base. Here comes the throw. It is not in time. Brooks is 3-for-3 with a pair of doubles. Kanan Smith and Jigba did not play that one well. He raced back a couple of steps and then turned around and started to backpedal rather than continuing to run hard to the wall. And the ball eluded his glove by about a foot. If he continues to run with his back to the plate, he probably gets to the spot. Time is called. Miguel Perez, the manager, is out of the Indianapolis dugout, and that might do it for Eichhoff. No signal as of yet, but I don't think Perez is out there to exchange recipes. Looks down to the bullpen, gets the tip of the cap, and now he will make the call. So we will step away. It's a pitching change for Indianapolis. The Clippers have the lead, 6-5, batting here in the top of the fifth inning.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important. Nathan Kirby, the left-hander, is on to pitch against Will Benson. Clippers have scored two runs here in the top half of the fifth inning to take the lead once again, 6-5. Trenton Brooks is in scoring position, one down for Will Benson, who is 0-for-1 today with a couple of walks. Kirby has pitched three times against Columbus this year. He has not allowed an earned run, but in 3 2/3 innings, three runs have scored against him on four hits. He's walked two, struck out two, and also thrown two wild pitches. Kirby out of Richmond, Virginia. 28 years of age, 6'2", 200-pounder. Making his 14th appearance, he's made four spot starts for Indianapolis, has a 2.66 ERA. First pitch swinging, and Benson grounds it to first. He will race Kirby there, and Kirby will win the race. Takes the underhand flip from Blymadris, and Benson is out 3-1. Brooks moves on to third base. Kirby has thrown a total of 9 wild pitches on the year. That is a huge chunk of the team total of 37. You wouldn't mind one right here. goes to work and misses inside to Tyler Freeman. Freeman 0 for 3 today with a run score. The pitch. Fastball, a strike called over the outer black to even things at 1-1. Trent Brooks at third base. Itching to come home. Next offering is in the dirt. Check swing, he didn't go. Freeman was calling for the appeal on the first base side. Bill Brennan in the on-deck circle. Boy, you'd love to get him up here. That'll mean there's runners on in front of him. 2-1 pitch, and that is an off-speed that missed somewhere. Looked pretty good from up here. But it's 3-1. The pitch. Hit towards the shortstop. Bounces up on Park. He bobbles, picks it up, throws to first, and still is able to retire Freeman for out number three. The Clippers get two runs. Gavin Collins hit a two-run home run, and that puts Columbus on top 6-5, halfway through regulation innings.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Kirk McCarty back to the hill for the Clippers here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. McCarty looking for his first 1-2-3 frame. Jared Oliva to lead things off. Taylor Davis and Jamie Ritchie to follow. Clippers leading 6-5. They've been out hit 10-8. First pitch swinging and a ground ball to third base. Nice scoop by David Fry. Makes a strong throw across the diamond to retire Oliva. One up and one down. Boy, they are aggressive early against Kirk McCarty. That has pretty much been the MO for Indianapolis today. They haven't gotten into many deep counts. The third inning, they were patient. That was their biggest frame of the ball game. They scored three runs to take the lead. First pitch. And Taylor Davis was taken the whole way. He looks at one outside for ball one. Davis is 1-for-2, singled in the third inning. McCarty goes to work. And that one's at the knees for a called strike. When Kirk McCarty is right, he is as fast as any pitcher in his rhythm. Gets a swing and a miss here on a sharp breaking ball, 1-2. We saw that last year in his first year at AAA. Give me the ball, give me the sign, set the mitt, and here we go. He deals, and it's swung on and fouled away.
Oh.
Side by the left-hander now, the 1-2. Curveball, big bounder over toward first base. Trenton Brooks has it, and he will take it to the bag himself for out number two. This is the first time all day that McCarty has gotten the first two out. He's about to throw his 70th pitch. And it is off the outside corner for ball one. There's no activity in the bullpen. His pitch count is still well within reason. Next offering is just below the knees, 2-0. And we expect Adam Scott to piggyback here, but when you have that kind of a situation, that second pitcher is going to come in a clean inning. It's a ball hit hard to right field, and it'll be caught on the run by Alex Call. Off the bat, looked like he didn't have a chance, but it hung up in the sky just long enough, and Alex got a great jump to pull it in inside the line for out number three, and McCarty has his 1-2-3 frame. We go to the sixth inning. Clippers on top of Indianapolis, 6-5.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill, hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Well, Brendan will lead things off for the Columbus Clippers here in the sixth inning. Nathan Kirby, the left-hander, stays on the hill. Brendan is 3-for-3. He was 4-for-4 yesterday. Indianapolis hadn't gotten him out since Friday night. Single, single, double today. A run scored and an RBI. First pitch to him is high for ball one. Brendan now batting 391 in the Clippers uniform. 14 runs batted in. He waits. Here's the pitch. And the fastball at 90 miles per hour is high and away. Two balls and no strikes. We'll check Major League scores in this inning, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. The 2-0 pitch is a fastball low, three balls and nothing to Brennan. Cleveland Guardians today get the win against Oakland 6-3. Three runs in the first for the Guards. Cal Quantrill again pitched very well, six innings. One run, two walks, four strikeouts. Here's ball four. Four pitch walk to Will Brennan. He is aboard again. Oakland got three runs, all on solo homers. Cleveland didn't have a home run, but Jose Ramirez drove in three. He now has 59 RBIs on the season. Ahmed Rosario had a couple of doubles. Jose Ramirez was 3-for-4. Here's a pitch, fastball high and away to Alex Call, who made a great running catch to end the fifth inning. Rosario was 3-for-4. Ramirez had a three-run double. Miles Straw had two hits and a 2-for-4 day. That's big for Miles because he hasn't hit much this year. 1-0. Crushed down the left field line, but he got out in front. Oh, boy. That ball was one hop and out onto the street. Alex Call turned around the changeup, but he was a whisker too early on it. He had a two-run home run yesterday. 1-for-2 today with a walk. He takes high and away. Two balls, one strike. Miles Straw batting just .222 for the Guardians without much power. His OPS is just .593. That will not feed the Bulldog. You can't hit like that and stay on a major league team unless you are an elite defender, as Straw is. You can never say for an outfielder any offense you get is a bonus. You hear that sometimes about elite defensive catchers, and the Guardians have those. And in the old days, there's a called strike at the very bottom of the kneecap to make it 3-2 to Alex Call. If you were a sublime shortstop defender, you didn't have to hit much. Here comes the payoff pitch. It is fouled straight back to the screen. We'll do it again at 3-2. But as a center fielder, you got to hit some. And some is about all that Straw is doing to this point, but they love his defense. He leads the American League, I believe, still in outfield assists. And he makes life a lot easier on a pitching staff. Middle infield in double play position. Nobody out, a runner at first base. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Kirby. And he walked him low, ball four. Back-to-back walks for the Clippers to start this inning. Here comes Nolan Jones. Jones is 0-for-3 today. Owen Miller had a couple of hits. Miller had just a remarkable start to the season. He's cooled off. I don't think anybody expected him to hit .380 all year long, but his OPS is at .747. Fastball to Jones. Strike called over the outer black for strike one. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Kirby came on and got the final two outs in the fifth inning. He's walked two here in the sixth. There's a left-hander throwing in the Indianapolis bullpen. The Clippers pen is quiet as Jones takes downstairs a changeup, 1-1. If Scott was going to come on for the bottom of the sixth inning, I would anticipate that he'd be out there now going through a warm-up routine. The 1-1. Off speed again and outside. Two balls and a strike. Lefty warming up is Zach Mattson. To one pitch, back to the fastball, and a called strike. If there were a reliever, a normal reliever coming in, and that was the plan for the bottom of the sixth inning, then he might not be up till there was one out. Next pitch swung on and missed, threw him the breaking ball, and Jones was way out on his front foot. And on that note, there are some stirrings down in the Clippers bullpen now. Nobody up throwing yet. But some milling around going on. Here comes the pitch to the right-handed batting David Fry. It's high and away for ball one. The bullpens here are on the field on the first and third base side. But the bullpen benches are down there as well. At Huntington Park, the relievers stay in the dugout until it's time to go. Fry takes low, two balls and no strikes. Kirby has already walked two in this inning. His 2-0 pitch is well high and away. A fastball at 91 to make it 3-0 to David Fry. This game has not been briskly played. 3-0. Fry's taken the whole way, and it's not even close. It's ball four. Four batters, not one ball put in play here in the sixth. And Miguel Perez, the skipper, leaves his perch, heads up the steps, and out onto the field. Looks like that is going to do it for Nathan Kirby. He hasn't made the point yet, but now he does, so we will step away. The Columbus Clippers leading and looking for more here in the sixth inning. Bases loaded, one down, Mitch Tolman coming up, and a new pitcher coming on. We'll tell you about it after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Zach Mattson is on to pitch, the left-hander making his fifth appearance for Indianapolis. Started the year in Double-A, no wins, no losses. 6.35 earned run average, 4 runs on 8 hits in 5 2/3 innings. He's hit 2 batters, he's walked 3 against 2 strikeouts. They're batting 320 against him. Originally drafted by Baltimore back in 2016. And moved on to Colorado, and Pittsburgh got him in the AAA phase of the Rule 5 draft over the offseason. Last year he was with the Hartford Yard Goats. Had a 573 ERA in AA across 35 appearances. And he comes on with the bases loaded, one down. Facing a left-handed batting Mitch Tolman. He's been better against lefties. They're batting 250 against him. Right-handers batting 385. Clippers at all stations, 3 walks. First pitch, fastball, strike at the knees, 0-1. Brennan, Call, and Fry all have walked in this inning. The lone out, Nolan Jones, a strikeout victim. Tolman takes another called strike, 0-2. This is just Tolman's second at-bat with the bases loaded. He's 1-for-1 with 2 runs batted in. But down to the count here, 0-2. The pitch. Checked his swing and a called third strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 91. Tolman thought it was wide. Instead, it is strike 3. Boy, in a game like this, it's been back and forth. You really do not want to miss out on a situation like this. Gavin Collins with the bases loaded. Collins is 0-for-2 on the season with the sacks jacked. He had a 2-run home run in the fifth inning. First pitch, curveball, gets away from the catcher, but not far enough for Brennan to test it. He stays at third base. It's ball one. Clippers as a team batting 292 with the bases loaded. They have 2 grand slams. They came on back-to-back days in Omaha. Oscar Gonzalez hit one. Jose Fermin hit the other. From the belt, the left-hander deals. And that fastball is in for a called strike. Bases loaded, two down. Madsen fires. And that ball's hit to right field. Smith and Jigba charging toward the line. And dives and makes the catch to take away a lot of runs from the Columbus Clippers. He read it poorly off the bat, but adjusted to it and pulls it in for out number three. The Clippers get three walks, but leave all those men aboard. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. Columbus still on top, 6-5.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit AEPenergy.com/Clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
One and two due up for the home team. Indianapolis batting in the sixth inning, trailing the Clippers 6-5. There is activity for the Clippers in the bullpen, but it's Alex Young. Josh Bissonnette is 0-2. Bissonnette squares, pulls back, and it is called outside for ball one. Four straight left-handers due up here. Now it's a left-handed reliever as well. Next offering, that's a called strike. 74 pitches for McCarty. The wind, the pitch, and that's a called strike. One, two, bounces in, two balls and two strikes, a breaking ball for McCarty. Clippers left-hander allowed three runs in the third inning and some hard contact in the fourth. But he's retired the last five in a row. Here's the 2-2, and it's hit on the ground to third base. Fry down on it, throws to first in time for out number one. Andy Tracy on the top step of the dugout. And it looks like that's going to do it. Hoy Park comes to the plate. He has gone 3-for-3 against Kirk McCarty today. And he will not get a chance to go 4-for-4. There's the call of the bullpen. We will step away and come back after these words. The Clippers on top 6-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Father's Day is almost here. Hurry into Menards for everything Dad needs. Pick up a four-burner gas grill from Saver Pro for just $249.99 after 11% off. Or grab him a gift card so he can choose what he wants. Plus, browse our great selection of Father's Day greeting cards. Prices good through June 19th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility. Clippers lead 6-5 at the bottom half of the sixth inning, and it's up to the bullpen the rest of the way. Alex Young is on to pitch. Young 3-0 for the Clippers with a 4.03 earned run average. He has appeared in 20 ball games so far. 22 and a third innings, he struck out 35 batters while walking just six. One of those intentionally. 11 runs allowed on 22 hits. Opponents batting 247. So the strikeout numbers are very good. The walk numbers are good. He's facing the shortstop, Hoyt Park, who has gone 3-for-3 today with a couple of runs scored. Kirk McCarty goes 5 1/3 innings. He is in line for the win if the Clippers can hold this lead. It is slim, 6-5. First pitch in for a called strike. Young back to it with a fastball that misses low. One ball, one strike. Back and forth affair here today. The Clippers scored 3 runs in the first. Indy got a run in the second, 3 in the third to take the lead. Teams traded runs in the fourth inning, and then the Clippers got a 2-run home run from Gavin Collins in the fifth. That's where we stand, 6-5. One ball, two strikes to count. Young goes into the motion and gets a swing and a foul ball. Still 1-2. Kanan Smith and Jigba in the on-deck circle. He made a running catch with the bases loaded. That kept this a one-run ball game. Here comes the 1-2. Ground ball to first. It is foul just outside the stripe. Get you the rest of the Major League scores here. Told you the Guardians beat Oakland. A successful homestand for Cleveland. Elsewhere, bottom of the seventh at Philadelphia. It is all Diamondbacks, 10-1 over the Phillies. The Yankees are pasting the Cubs today, 17-4. Time call just before the pitch. Yankees 17 runs on 15 hits. Brewers leading the Nationals 4-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Next pitch inside, almost hit him. Makes it 2-2. Orioles leading at Kansas City, 10-3. Former Guardians farmhand Anthony Santander with his 11th home run. He's had some big seasons in the major leagues. Taken to the Rule 5 draft. Another foul ball, keeps it 2-2. Bottom seven at Houston, the Astros lead the visiting Marlins 5-4. Rays up on the Twins in Minnesota, 5-0, bottom of the seventh. Top eight in Chicago, nothing settled. 3-3, White Sox and Rangers. 2-2 pitch, swung on it, missed strike three. Park was out in front of the off-speed. Big strikeout there for Alex Young, brings up Kanan Smith and Jigba. Reds leading the Cardinals in St. Louis, 6-4. That game in the bottom of the seventh. Top three in San Francisco. The Giants lead the Dodgers 2-0. No score in Seattle between the Red Sox and the Mariners. Likewise, scoreless Rockies at Padres. A couple other finals. Blue Jays beat the Tigers 6-0 to take that series 2-1. And the parent club of the Indianapolis Indians lose against the red-hot Atlanta Braves 5-3. Is that 11 wins in a row now for the Braves? Adam Duvall had 2 homers. 1-1 pitch. Chopped right back to the mound. Young's got it. Runs over toward first. Soft toss. to Trenton Brooks in time for out number three. The Indians go in order here in the sixth inning, and we go to the seventh with the Clippers on top, 6-5.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates to rejuvenate skin surface cells for healthier looking skin in just 14 days, from dry and dull to firm and radiant, so I can step into my day feeling my best in my skin. And now try Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for visibly firmer skin that improves over time. Olay Body, fearless in my skin.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top seven, Clippers up by a 6-5 score against the Indianapolis Indians here at Victory Field, trying to salvage the finale. The Clippers have lost the series. Indy wins four of the first five games to guarantee that. It's been a nip and tuck game the entire way. Trenton Brooks has gone 3-for-3 today. Pair of doubles. He'll lead things off here against Zach Mattson. Mattson came on in the sixth inning with the bases loaded and one down and got two outs to escape any damage. First pitch, fastball, just outside for ball one. Adam Scott is down in the Clippers' bullpen now, getting loose. So he'll try and finish this one off. Fastball, high and away to Brooks. Two balls and nothing. Be interesting to see how Scott reacts coming into this ballgame. He has not come out of the bullpen since 2018. Next pitch to Brooks. That's a strike. Overshift on against Brooks. Rodolfo Castro all alone on the third base side. 2-1 offering is high, a fastball at 92. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun. And you are at Huntington Park. Mattson ready. He throws the 3-1. And it is hit high in the air to right field, but not deep. Kanan Smith and Jigba trying to fight the sun with his glove. Drifts over toward the gap, stays with it, and makes the catch. Trenton Brooks retired for the first time today, brings up Will Benson. Benson doesn't have a hit, but he's reached twice, walking in the first and again in the fourth. First pitch breaking ball in for a called strike. Another breaking ball. This one skips in 1-1. It is indeed 11 wins in a row for the Atlanta Braves. Talking about that during the Major League scores. We've got the AAA scores coming up, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Proud title sponsor of Huntington Park, the home of the Clippers. With those 11 straight wins, the Braves, who had a pretty bad start to the season, are now in second place behind the Mets, five games out, and they lead the wild card race, which, of course, is not really even worth talking about at this point. Benson takes a strike, and it's 2-2. But the Braves were at one point 25-27, two games under. Here's the 2-2 to Benson, and it just missed low. Full count. From two games under to five games out of first place. Behind, by the way, the team with the best record in the National League. Here's the 3-2. And it is low for ball four. Benson has drawn his third walk of the ball game. And don't be surprised to see him take off here. He leads the Clippers in steals. Trying to put himself in scoring position. Tyler Freeman is at the plate. He's 0 for 4 with a run scored. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning and came around. Right-hander Hunter Stratton is loosening up for Indianapolis. First pitch is in for a called strike off speed. Adam Scott still down in the Clippers bullpen. I imagine down underneath in the structure. He was going through a lot of his early warm-up activities. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball and a beauty in for a called strike. 0-2. Benson has not had much of a lead here against the left-hander. Mattson from the belt delivers, and well, here's a surprise. Tyler Freeman is hit by a pitch. Freeman is just got an uncanny knack for being hit by pitches. He leads the league by a country mile, started the season a month late. Freeman has now been hit by 14 pitches this year. He has more hit by pitches than walks. Clippers have him at first and second with one down for Will Brennan. Quick meeting on the hill with the pitching coach. Will Brennan has come to the plate 9 times over the last 2 days and has reached 9 times over the last 2 days. 4 for 4 yesterday with a walk. 3 for 3 today with a walk. RBI opportunity. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. And he swings and hits a ball to the left center field gap. Oliva ranging back, and it is caught at the warning track. Boy, Jared Oliva just made an outstanding running catch to take what looked to be a triple away from Will Brennan. If that ball falls in, Indianapolis might never pitch to Brennan again. He got one out over the plate, and Oliva actually had to change his route at the end to pull it in. He has great closing speed. And he was able to grab it for out number two. And that's going to do it for Zach Mattson. We got a pitching change here. We'll step away. The Clippers leading and threatening here in the seventh. It's a 6-5 Columbus advantage over Indianapolis.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get 2 or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on 2 or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
It'll be a righty-righty matchup here. Alex Call is the batter for Columbus, and Hunter Stratton is on to pitch for Indianapolis. Stratton, 6'4", 225-pound right-hander out of Bristol, Tennessee, 25 years of age. Pittsburgh drafted him back in 2017 in the 16th round. Comes on with two on and two outs. The Clippers don't have a hit in this inning. Will Benson walked. Tyler Freeman was hit by a pitch for the 14th time this year. Call had a two-run single in the first inning. He is officially 1-for-2 with a pair of walks. Stratton toes the rubber on the first base side, looks in for his son. Will Benson can fly any kind of outfield hit. He's probably scoring. We're here with two outs. He'll be off on the crack of the bat. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball. Swung on and missed at 94 miles per hour. That is the hottest reading we have seen on the radar gun since the second inning. When the starter for Indianapolis, Osvaldo Bidot, was on the hill throwing 95-96. Next pitch, another heater. This one swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. Quickly 0-2. Righty way ahead in the count. Goes to work. And a fastball rocketed into left field. That's down for a base knock. They're going to hold Benson. Boy, that's the only kind of outfield base hit that's not going to score him. A laser line drive that falls one hop in front of a charging outfielder. Oliver grabbed it on the hop. He actually had the baseball before Benson got to third base. So Jason Esposito put up the stop sign, and they are loaded. If Oliva has to go to his left or to his right to make the play on the baseball, you send the runner and you take your chances, but not on that one. Nolan Jones with the bases loaded. He's gone 0-for-4 so far today. Takes outside for ball one. One oh coming from Stratton. Fastball outside, 2-0. 95 on the radar gun. The Clippers would love to get some insurance here in the seventh inning. They left the bases loaded in the sixth. Clippers have stranded 11 base runners so far today. Next pitch, that heater is on the outside corner. The 2-1 swung on, pop foul out of play. Clippers left two on in the first inning, one in the second, left the bases loaded in the fourth. One in the fifth, bases loaded again in the sixth inning. 2-2 count. Jones is ready. Stratton is ready. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Fouled away once more down the left field line. We'll do it again. Jones batting 316 in his brief time with the Clippers. Just activated off the injured list at the beginning of this series. Last season ended early with a leg injury. The required surgery, but it was a back injury that kept him on the shelf to begin the 2022 season. Again, the 2-2. And it's high and away. Three balls and two strikes. A lot of fastballs here. That one coming in at 96. Nolan Jones has always had a very good eye at the plate. He'll take a walk if you give it to him. And a walk here means a run for the Clippers. Stratton deals. And it's high for ball four. That will force in a run. Benson crosses the plate, and it brings David Fry up.
If
Fry has been outstanding in his first year in a Clippers uniform. With the bases loaded, though, he is just 1-for-5. Runners in scoring position, he's batting .294. That includes those bases loaded situations. Here he takes a called strike over the outer half. Fastball at 96 to make it 0-1. 10 homers, 38 batted in on the season for Fry. He's come to the plate four times today. He is 0-for-1, three walks. The pitch. Curveball hit to left field. That's going to get down for a base knock. One run is in. Here comes another. David Fry comes through with a two-run single, and the Clippers now lead 9-5. Jones stays at second base. Just the second Clippers hit of the inning, and they scored three runs. Mitch Tolman now will try and keep it going. He is 0-for-3, or make it 0-for-2 so far. Walk, ground out, sack bunt, strikeout. Clippers trying to continue to pad this lead here in the top of the seventh inning. Stratton peaks to second, turns and fires, and Tolman slashes a first pitch fastball foul, 0-1. Closes the book on Zach Mattson. Two runs earned in an inning and a third. He walked a man, he struck one out. Hit a man also. Pitch, fastball, hit up the middle, ground ball. Diving stop by Park, but he will not be able to throw it to first in time. An infield single for Tolman. And once again, the bases are loaded. Gavin Collins hit a ball hard his last time up in the sixth inning with the bases loaded, but Kanan Smith in Jigba was able to run it down over near the right field line to keep the Clippers from scoring in the sixth. Wrap up of this six-game series. Indy has won four of the first five. Stratton from the belt goes to work. And a fastball is a little bit up for ball one. Collins started his swing, held it back. Well, Adam Scott down to the bullpen has had all the time a starter would need to go through an entire routine. Standing down there with Cody Piquel, the pitching strategist for the Clippers. Soaking up the rays. There's the 1-0. A fastball swung on, fouled into the catcher's mitt. 1-1. Three runs for the Clippers here in the seventh inning. They lead 9-5. They have now out-hit Indianapolis 11-10. Indy committed an error back in the first inning. That's the only one so far in this game. Jones at third, Fry at second, Tolman at first. Here's the pitch, hit to right field, foul. Stratton ahead in the count now, 1-2. One hour, 6 minute rain delay in this one. You wouldn't know it right now. It's a gorgeous afternoon. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, served foul. And that'll go off the facing of the roof on the first base side and clang around for a souvenir. Still 1-2. Here it comes. And it's hit down the right field line again, and once more it is foul. Norfolk leading at Nashville 6-2. Top of the seventh inning 6-2. Clippers have a chance to gain some ground on the Sounds. Memphis now tied with the Clippers 2.5 games out of first. They're leading at home against Durham 5-2 in the seventh inning. Bottom seven in Jacksonville. It's all jumbo shrimp. They're leading Gwinnett 7-1. St. Paul at home 5-1 leaders against Rochester. Here's a ground ball up the middle. That's going to get past Hoy Park. A diving attempt. He can't pull it in. And now the ball is kicked in right field by Jiwon Bay. Two runs will score, and the Clippers have him on the corners. This has been a big seventh inning. Gavin Collins comes through with an RBI single, scoring Jones and Fry. Tolman goes to third. And the Clippers have batted around in the seventh inning. Gavin Collins hit a hard ground ball up the middle. Hoy Park laid out, almost pulled it in, but couldn't quite grab it. Pitching coach is out now to try and calm down Hunter Stratton. Finals today around the International League. Syracuse pasted Scranton Wilkes-Barre 10-1. Charlotte a 6-1 win at Louisville. Worcester scores three runs in the eighth inning to come from behind and down the Buffalo Bisons 4-3. And Toledo in a Donnybrook beats Iowa 14-9. Here at Victory Field, Clippers up 11-5. Trenton Brooks up for the second time in this inning. He hits a ball to right field, sinking line drive. Smith and Jigba on the run will make the catch. Second time he has put away Trenton Brooks in this inning. It brings an end to the seventh, but the Clippers score five runs on four hits. They drew a couple of walks, a batter was hit, and all of those came in to score. We go to the seventh inning stretch with the Clippers on top by a half dozen.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but in the app is great. But I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Jiwon Bae will lead things off, and Adam Scott takes over on the hill for Columbus. Scott making his first relief appearance since 2018. Clippers left-hander. Out of Canandaigua, New York, makes his home in South Carolina. He's been a starter all year long for the Clippers. In a piggyback situation here, there are hopefully three innings to cover and no more. First pitch called strike to Jiwon Bae. Alex Young, two-thirds of an inning, retired the only two he faced. Bae swings and skies one to left field over toward the line. Will Brennan loping over makes the catch, and there's one away. Scott in 11 starts for the Clippers this year, one win, two losses. Earned run average of 6.64. Last time out, starting the opener of this series, it just wasn't good. Five runs, four hits, two walks, he got only one out. Deals here, a called strike. Rodolfo Castro had asked for time, it was not granted. And so it's an 0-1 count. Scott into the motion. And throws that one in for a called strike, 0-2. Scott has started twice against Indianapolis. The first one, he only got through four innings because his pitch count ran up, but he pitched well. One earned run, four hits. He struck out five, walking a couple. There have been periods of dominance for Scott that have just been inconsistent. Misses low and inside with a breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes, the count to Castro. He kicks and deals and just missed the outside corner, 3-2. His first two starts of the year, he went a combined 8 1/3 innings, gave up just two runs. Struck out seven. Just swinging a foul ball. His best start came against Syracuse. His lone win of the year, he went five. No runs on just one hit with five strikeouts. His ERA has pretty steadily climbed throughout the course of the season. He's still trying to figure out what he does well and refine those other things. It's his first year at the AAA level, drafted in the fourth round back in 2018 by the Guardians. 3-2 pitch again, and it is a fastball off the inside corner for ball four. So he walks Castro, one down for Bly Madris. Madris, a left-handed batter. The Clippers have thrown all left-handers today. The starter, Kirk McCarty, went 5 1/3. He's in line for the win. If the Clippers can hold off Indianapolis, Columbus leads 11-5 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Yesterday, Indianapolis won 12-7. So runs have been pretty plentiful in this series for two teams that came in, I believe, the first day of the series. Indianapolis was second in the league in team ERA, and the Clippers were third. Columbus has dropped down a few notches after what's gone on the last few days. Here's the 0-1. Up and in, and it spins Madris away from the plate. Clippers are now seventh in team ERA at 4.30. Giving up a season high, 12 runs will do that. The Clippers have allowed 10 runs or more three times this season, but yesterday was the first time they did that and lost. Called strike here makes it 1-2. Clippers beat Syracuse 15-12 back on April 15th. They had a 15-11 win against Toledo in the last homestand. Scott misses to make it 2-2. Madris officially 0-2 today with a walk. He waits. Here's the pitch. And it's slapped foul on the third base side. Off day tomorrow, the Clippers return home to take on the St. Paul Saints next week. Second series between those two teams at Huntington Park. The Clippers swept the Saints six games. It was their second six-game sweep of the season. 2-2, hit on the ground. No, it's caught just off the shoe tops by Trenton Brooks. And standing right next to the bag, no chance for Castro to get back. That's a line drive double play and the end of the seventh inning. We go to the eighth. Clippers on top, 11-5.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Tax season is not over. Same as Auto Palace's sales event. Check out their amazing Cash for Clunker special with the best sign and drive program in town. Got a car sitting in the yard? Bring in your trade, running or not. Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500. Auto Palace will come, tow it away and give you $1,500 trade-in value. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of this incredible sign and drive extended special with some cars marked down up to 40%. Auto Palace will get you approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with no money down. Just sign and drive off the lot. At Auto Palace, every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Extended warranties are always available. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Auto Palace has the best prices in Central Ohio, great cars that fit everyone, and a fantastic trade-in program. Call 614-851-6000 or just stop by 4621 West Broad Street. Check out Auto Palace online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Clippers leading 11-5 as we go to the eighth inning. Will Benson will lead things off for the visitors. And looks like Cam View is going to take over on the hill for the home team. Hunter Stratton pitched just a third of an inning. Three earned runs on four hits. He walked a man. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Benson. He swings and hits it hard to left field. That's deep. Oliva back. Still back at the warning track. He'll make the catch right in front of the wall for out number one. Well, today, Will Benson's batting average has taken a hit, but his on-base percentage has grown. He's 0 for 3 with three walks. Here's Tyler Freeman. Tyler has scored two runs. He does not have a hit. Swings here and hits it slowly on the third base side. Double clutch by Castro. Throws to first. Not in time. Yeah, we'll see if they give a hit or an error. If it's a hit, it's the first hit of the game for Tyler Freeman. If it's an error, and they do put a hit up on the board, a single. That would be the second time he reached on an error today. Brings up Will Brennan. Brennan was retired only by a spectacular running catch by Jared Oliva back in the seventh inning. First pitch to him is a breaking ball low. It was as hard a hit ball as Brennan has had over the past several days. He's got three hits today, a run scored, an RBI. Got a chance for a second consecutive four-hit game. The pitch. Fastball there for a called strike. Lefty-lefty matchup, the pitch. Off speed, in for a called strike, one and two. Cam View making his 18th appearance for Indianapolis. Three wins, no losses, a 2.36 earned run average. He deals. And that's a breaking ball low, 2-2. View has struck out 22 batters in 26 and two-thirds innings. So a good but not outstanding strikeout rate, but he just doesn't give up many hits. Opponents batting 143 against him. Swung on and fouled away. View making his fourth appearance against Columbus. Clippers have gotten him for two runs on five hits over four innings. He has walked four Columbus Clippers. So his numbers against the rest of the league better than that against Columbus. Still 2-2. And the pitch. Fouled on the third base side. Brennan batting 385 in AAA.
Oh,
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Put a fastball by him at 94. Well, they might need to send Brendan back down to double A. He's 0 for his last two. What a run for this young man. Here's Alex Call with two down and a runner at first base. Call has two hits today. He's walked twice, two RBIs and a run scored. Takes a called strike on the inside corner. Call had not had a good series. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch, and it's popped up. First base side, foul territory. Madris over toward the tarp. He's going to run out of room. First four games of this series, Call struggled, but he had a two-run home run yesterday. And a big day today as well. Comes on the heels of a series against Toledo where Alex hit 350 with four RBIs. Here's the 0-2. Way outside. Don't forget, fans, to present your valid AAA member card on AAA member night. You get ticket and souvenir discounts. The next one is next Wednesday against St. Paul, June the 15th. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Should do it. They'll go the short way, 6-4 on the fielder's choice. The Clippers get a hit, but no runs. And we head to the bottom of the eighth with Columbus on top, 11-5.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games are streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code CLIPPERS at checkout and save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for more details. James Karinczak is on to pitch. So Adam Scott does indeed get into the ball game, but he goes just an inning. Scott faced the minimum. Walked a man, got a line drive double play. James Karinczak will face Jared Oliva, Taylor Davis, and Jamie Ritchie. Karinczak on a major league injury rehab assignment. Had a terrace major strain in spring training that kept him on the shelf for nearly 2 months of the season. Throws the first pitch down and in here for ball one. Oliva, a triple and a run scored back in the second inning. He's 1-for-3. Columbus leading 11-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Karinczak into the motion. Curveball swung on and missed. We actually have a pinch hitter here. Excuse me, I just glanced down and saw that. Wait a minute, that's not Jared Oliva. That is O'Neill Cruz.
Here, here.
One ball, one strike to Cruz. Get the left-hander against the righty, Karen Shack. The fastball is up in the eyes, and when it's up in the eyes of O'Neill Cruz, that is a high pitch. He's 6 feet, 7 inches tall. Fastball at 95 from Karen Shack. Fastball, curveball, and he's working on an off-speed pitch here as well. His 2-1 is a heater inside. Karen Shack's first outing for the Clippers. He was 96-97. But he has been pretty consistently 95 his last couple of times out. Three balls and a strike. He is behind O'Neill Cruz. Here's the 3-1. And it's fouled straight back. Off the screen, back out onto the field, and Karen Shack will pick it up and toss it to the ball boy. It's a full count. Karen Shack has not had, I guess, what you would call good command on this rehab assignment so far. His pitches have had movement. His fastball has had velocity, but just not often enough putting the baseball where he wants it. Here comes the pitch, and it is hit on the ground. That'll beat the shift right down the left field line and into the Indianapolis bullpen. Cruz heading for second. He's in with a double. Brings up Taylor Davis. Karen Shack was a phenom back in 2019. Rose up through the minor leagues, dominated everywhere. Got his first taste of the majors, dominated there as well. Has not been able to recapture that same form last year or this year. Because he is here on a rehab assignment, there is no pitch clock, and the pace of play rules do not apply. Karen Shack shakes, and now steps off, and he wants Gavin Collins to come out and talk things over about how they want to approach Taylor Davis. Davis batting 235 on the season, no homers, four runs batted in. Gavin Collins was heading back for home, and Karen Shack called him back and said, "Hey, got something else for you." 11 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Columbus. 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Indianapolis here in the top of the 8th inning. Karen Shack toes the rubber. Finally has the sign that he wants. Stares down O'Neill Cruz at second base. Now turns and fires, and the curveball is over but low for ball one. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Karen Shack goes to work, and that curve is in for a strike. John O'Reilly warming up in the bullpen for Indianapolis. Looks like he'll pitch the ninth. Nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that is at the knees, a called strike. The pitch from Karen Shack coming in about 83 miles per hour. Has a lot of vertical break on it. His curveball will come into the 70s. Big bender. And there is that changeup again, swung on and missed for strike three. So Davis is out. Jamie Ritchie to the plate. He did not throw that pitch much over the past couple of years. It was the high 90s fastball combined with that big breaking curveball. Jamie Ritchie at the plate, 154 batting average. 1-for-3 today with an RBI single back in the third inning. Karinchak throws the off speed a little bit high for ball one. He's not thrown a fastball since facing O'Neill Cruz. Cruz leads away from second base. The pitch. Bender finishes high and tight. Clippers scored first with three runs in the first inning. Indianapolis scored the next four to take the lead. Next one is a fastball high. 3-0. Clippers took the lead on a Gavin Collins two-run home run in the sixth. They missed out on a scoring opportunity. Excuse me, that was in the fifth inning. They missed out on a scoring opportunity in the sixth, leaving the bases loaded. And put a five spot on the board in the seventh inning. The 3-0. That's a called strike on the outer half in the upper part of the zone. Collins runs through the signs. Karinchak agrees. 3-1 pitch. Whisker outside for ball four. Went to the fastball there when he fell behind Ritchie, but could not spot him. Brings up the nine-hitter, Josh Bissonnette. Runners at first and second. And the Clippers are going to get something going to the bullpen from the looks of things. A bunch of guys up and stirring around down there. Karinchak at 15 pitches through three batters. He's retired only one of them. Double play ball here, though, could remedy that situation. Fastball in for a called strike to Josh Bissonnette. The nine hitter is 0-for-3 so far today. Three groundouts to the pitcher, to second base, and to third. Bissonnette is the only Indianapolis Indian not to reach base today. Everybody else has a hit except for Bly Madris, who walked back in the third. Comes the 0-1 pitch out in front of that off speed for a swing and a miss, 0-2. Karinchak gets the baseball, tosses it up and down to himself three or four times, putting himself in the right mind space. Now the 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. They throw back behind O'Neill Cruz, and he is out by a country mile. Great job by Gavin Collins recognizing the overly aggressive secondary lead for Cruz. That's a strike him out, pick him off, and that'll do it for Indianapolis here in the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. Clippers on top by an 11-5 score.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste.